is one step closer to using its electric chair for the first time since 1963. State Parole Board Thursday denied clemency for John Bird. His scheduled execution is September 12th. He has demanded the electrocution of a lethal injection. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 47, the Nasdaq fall 17. This is CBS News.
Bail. 39-year-old Samuel Bobo remains locked up tonight. Prosecutors say a letter Bobo wrote claims he had enemies at the Veterans Administration. The letter also implied Bobo was suicidal and possibly homicidal. The note said if he was going to die, he was going to take someone with him. Bobo will stay in jail without bail until a preliminary hearing in about a month. An urgent appeal from the folks at the Erie County Medical Center and the American Red Cross. As the summer winds down, doctors and nurses are calling on Western New Yorkers to give blood. Right now, the region has supplies enough for 2 days' demand, but a 3-day level is preferred. Deputy Erie County Executive Carl Calabrese says this issue is all about supply and demand.
Statistics show that 85% of us will need a blood transfusion sometime in their lifetime, but only 5% of Americans give blood.
And doctors there say it's been a tough summer with less donors and more blood needed than ever before. WBEN News Time is 2:04. AccuWeather's coming up.
It's all you need to know in the morning. Buffalo's Early News with John Zach and Susan Rose. Weekday mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Being a country boy, my friend's been around rodeos all his life. And I can tell you that rodeos hold a special place in his heart. Listen.
Of all the trucks I love before, the two-wheel drives and 4x4, they've all been good to me. So people, can you see?
Don't be a greenhorn. Rope yourself a deal with 0% financing for qualified buyers, huge discounts, and a 10-year, 120,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and you'll be
on the road again.
It's the Red Tag Rodeo.
Take the young men to North Town, my friend.
Financing is loaded. A rattlesnake's belly.
To the rodeo, the truck we love, and you'll be driving on the road again.
North Town is here. And the park
¿Qué tipo de persona es tu esposa? ¿Una persona de buenos sentimientos?
Pues no sé, es como muy ávara o no sé.
Entonces ya te puedo decir que vas a tener problemas.
Todo lo que gano, pues ella lo guarda y lo ahorramos, ¿no?
Ok. Si tú tuvieras que ocuparte de ese niño, ¿dónde vive ese niño?
En México, doctora.
En México. ¿Qué cantidad de dinero, sin quitarle a... Él necesita... Tiene sus necesidades, ¿verdad?
Later on Friday, partly sunny and 80 degrees, and Friday night, cloudy, 65 and 67 degrees. Here with Harness, your official West Station, Utah Night, 7 West BT, South Bend. It's 106, Driver Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
She walked in 40 miles and made a brown-eyed handsome. The nation, a brown-eyed handsome man. Gave my lotus Venus for the beautiful glass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. But a beautiful creature.
With Lloyd McClendon, the manager of the Pirates, who is also one of the greatest players in the history of the Little League World Series. Later this hour, after we hear from Lloyd, we'll open the phones. We want to know, what now famous person did you play against in Little League? Doesn't matter if they're famous for baseball or not, but what now famous person did you play against in Little League? We'll take your calls on that later this hour. We will also talk USC football with Joe McDonald from ESPN Radio 1110 in Los Angeles. Dave Ryan will stop by from Williamsport and give us his thoughts.
5 miles an hour. It's 100% airport temperature is 66. Downtown it's 70. Daily number in the Pennsylvania lottery was 272. The big four number, 5521. And the cash five number were 1, 6, 21, 22, and 28. Get back to the phone. Let me give you the tally on the phones. We have one line open, and that's at 1-877-855-KDK. We have so many things we're working on here this morning.
To that fire, and they all had stories that we all stopped to listen to. Alan told her story at the end of an hour, and then we had the news, and then we came back, and I believe the very next call, the first call we went to, after that was from a woman named Rosie, and she said that she knew Ellen and hadn't seen her in years, and had been a camp counselor at a camp that Ellen went to when she was a little girl, and Rosie had some other, I guess her family knew Ellen's family or something. I can't remember all the details now, but they had this connection. But Rosie hadn't seen her in years, since they were both very young. So we had these two calls back-to-back, or virtually back-to-back on the show, and I said, well, we can't have you like two ships passing in the night here. Do you want to get in touch with her? She's probably still listening, so why don't you give us your information? And if Ellen can get back through, and we were just bombarded with calls that night, we'll give the information to Ellen, and she can get in touch with you. So that's what happened. And I just wanted to report to you, because you're probably wondering about it if you heard that call, if you heard both of those calls. I got an email from Rosie, and thanking us for passing along the information. They did chat on the phone the very next day for about 20 minutes. And Ellen was a little girl at the time, so she doesn't remember Rosie. But Rosie said she's not surprised by that. She wasn't expecting that. But they certainly had a lot to talk about. And they plan to stay in touch and possibly get together when Ellen comes up to the area again, to the Boston area, as she said that she does on a regular basis. So I just thought we'd let you know the ending of that story, that Ellen and Rosie got together, and there you go. Kind of neat to be able to do something like that on the radio. 617-254-1030 is your number. It's open forum now, so give us a call on whatever you'd like to discuss. Maybe something in the news, maybe the Gary Condon interview, or maybe something we've talked about on a previous program this week or some other week, or something else entirely that you'd just like to bring up. Let's go to Boston. Floyd, you're on WBZ.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi there.
What a nice story to a tragedy.
Yeah, we heard a whole lot of nice stories connected to that tragedy during those couple of programs.
Talk about the Condon case and bash the media for a minute.
Okay.
The Condon, my only problem with him is, we put up the $10,000 award, why didn't he go public with this, go to the media and say that, he had nothing to do with her disappearance and, come forward a lot sooner.
And I said this a number of years ago, when Tennessee had their public service commission, and Keith Bissell was running roughshod over truckers in the state of Tennessee. Truckers would pull into weigh stations, and the inspector would come out and say, I want to search your truck. You'd say, well, no. Do you have a probable cause? No, I'm just going to search your truck. The driver would say, no, I'm sorry, I can't allow that. This is my place of business. This is my home. They would arrest the driver and haul him off to jail. Then the driver would post the bond, get out of jail, and as soon as he got back to his truck, we'd go through the same old crapola again. I'm going to search your truck. No, I'm sorry, you're not going to search my truck. Back to jail you would go. Tennessee, Keith Bissell, and the Public Service Commission commented on numerous occasions, keep throwing them in jail. We got a hell of a lot more money than they've got, and we've got more time than they've got. Consequently, the driver, after usually going to jail two or three times, and then going out on bond each time, would finally cave in and let them search the truck. Then he would surrender the $300 bond, or whatever amount he had paid, for a superfluous, unlawful arrest. In hearings before the district, the circuit court of the land, several inspectors were asked, well, okay, once you arrested these people, did you go ahead and search the truck? They, oh, no. No, we didn't search the truck. Why didn't you search the truck? You arrested the driver. Why didn't you go ahead and then search the truck? The inspectors all said the same thing. It would be against his constitutionally guaranteed rights. It was an unlawful search. The law run amok in Tennessee. The law is running amok in Washington, D.C., and this is a serious situation in Klamath Falls, Oregon. 1,400 farm families. That's 1,400 farms that feed all of us in one way or another are being driven out because somebody, and you will find out someday, somewhere, somehow, there's some but that wants that land for some reason. So they're going to force you off the land by cutting off the water under the guise of protecting the damn salmon. I mean, there's salmon fisheries all over the place.
W the News Center on your radio dial. I'm Jack Riley. Lauren Lipton is at the editor's desk. Our engineer is Kevin Griffin. The news at 2:15. California Congressman Gary Condit, in his first broadcast interview, admits he had a close relationship with missing Washington intern Chandra Levy. ABC's Connie Chung on Condit being questioned by police.
Did you tell them that you did have a romantic relationship with her?
I told them everything they asked, answered every question, and I did nothing to slow down the investigation.
Condit says he has no idea what happened to Levy. Police want to know why four lifeguards at the Martin Luther King swimming pool failed to notice the near drowning of an 11-year-old girl Wednesday. No charges have been filed. Police, though, say there's evidence some of the lifeguards may have been drinking. Now, KYW Sports, brought to you by the Center for Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. Here's Ron Corbin.
In Nashville, the Eagles beat the Titans 20-14 to even their exhibition record at 1-1. Along the way, Donovan McNabb had 94 yards rushing, including one of 68 yards. Brian Dawkins took a fumble recovery, 88 yards for six. David Akers punched through two field goals in the Eagle win. Now, the Eagles will wrap up the preseason next Thursday night at home against...